It was after 10 in the morning, and Nichols High School students were changing classes. Like a college campus, they move freely from one building to the next. There is a middle school, but those students remain in the building for classes. Inside the administrative offices, WBFO News met with head of schools Bill Cleff and Jerry Jacobs Jr., co-CEO of Delaware North. Jacobs serves as chair of the Nichols Board of Trustees and is a proud graduate of the school.
As you walk around this campus, it looks great. I mean, it's just beautiful. And, you know, Nichols is a special place. And so I graduated in 81, and I, like many alum of Nichols, have almost a closer passion or affiliation with the school than I do my college. And that's just a testimony to the type of experience that you have when you are a Nichols student.
Jacobs and Cleff share the same vision. Cleff arrived 4 years ago to lead the school, working on a strategic direction and master plan for its future to help boost enrollment, financial support, and create a diverse campus.
I've walked into a community that my perception of this place is that it was a traditional place, but that tradition right now is being tasked to be also progressive and more forward-thinking.
Nichols was founded in 1892 by William Nichols. About 570 students attend in grades 5 through 12. Tuition for those students ranges between $21,000 and a little over $22,000 a year.
Well, I'm really happy that we have put a big value on our increasing our diversity of our student body. And I mean diversity in the largest sense, socioeconomic diversity, racial diversity, religious diversity, and making Nichols a place where anybody who is aspiring can afford to be and enjoy and take advantage of this great school.
There's somewhat of a stereotype that it's elite and that the tuition's high and that you'd have to be from a privileged family to go here. How have you continued to break those barriers, and is there anything wrong with that?
Oh boy. Let me start with the beginning and the first part of your question. I think that we're really proud that 30% of our families are on financial aid. And I think that's a really robust number. We have a robust financial aid budget. The reason for that is that we have so many loyal alums who are supporting that effort. And the fact that we do have an endowment of $26 million is a really important piece to that. And so we are making a conscious decision to bring families who wouldn't normally be able to pay our full tuition to this school. And they enrich the school. And frankly, you know, we would love for that number to be double someday. I think elite is a funny word. I think that it's not a word that certainly I use in my vernacular when I'm talking about Nichols. What we like to talk about is excellence. We like to talk about striving. We like to talk about students who want to be successful in everything they do. And perception is a hard thing. I think perception is something that Buffalo lives with all the time, and the reality is always different than the perception.
Both Cleff and Jacobs are working to redefine the school to the entire Buffalo community. Most recently, the school created a new position, hiring a director of inclusivity and community building. Dr. Ramon Alexander was hired about 2 months ago. Cleff and Jacobs say the new director is just digging in to build diversity.
Yeah, diversity is a top priority for the board. It comes up at every meeting. And, you know, when we think about the mission of the school, which is basically preparing these young minds for the work of life. And the idea here is that when we send graduates from this school off to college, that they are prepared for college in every aspect of the world. So this is really one of the top priorities for the school. That, and I will tell you that there's a strong belief that if we don't sort of embrace diversity and embrace inclusion, the school won't be relevant. This, in order for this school to stay relevant and to stay sort of an iconic member of the educational community in Buffalo, we have to be more forward-thinking, more inclusive, more diverse in every aspect of the word.
Creating new partnerships for learning has been part of the strategic plan. In just a couple of years, its entrepreneurial studies program has doubled in size.
And we've developed partnerships with all of the major laboratories and business ventures, 43 North downtown, and it's exciting. We're trying to capture a little of the entrepreneurial spirit at work in Buffalo right now.
You know, I'll tell you, some of the fun stuff that's happening here that I wish I was still a student here for, but the robotics lab, which is just a riot. And actually, kids that take robotics can get a sports credit. So You know, it's sort of including a whole different element of, or recognizing a whole different element of athleticism, mental athleticism.
And challenge you guys to write some instructions.
We were able to roll our recorder as instructors worked with students on a robotics lesson.
Where you can do that. And then
there are 70 full-time high school faculty members and 40 in the middle school. Clef told us one of the biggest challenges when it comes to students is ironically trying to slow them down in learning, trying to make sure they're not overloaded.
We have more requests for, I've got a free period and I'd like to fill it with another class. And sometimes our biggest job is to slow them down and say, you need a little break. And we're really fortunate in that way. And there's a culture of aspiration, which is lovely to be around.
As the leaders reflected on the school, they say it's important to honor the past and its traditions, but reposition the school for its future. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.